Nobody would assume you're a mom. I think you should stop talking about your kids because you should be going for the sex appeal. The whole MILF thing is not in. You're Asian. You could be a fucking hot 22-year-old Asian broad as opposed to like trying to go for this fucking MILF thing.
I'm not.
Technically, she's a MILF.
I'm not.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
My staff is very frustrated with me right now. They're not happy. Because I've been fucking on a fucking tirade this morning. We're starting very late, and it's not my fault. Zach?
It's not technically exclusively your fault.
You know what? It is my fault. I'll say right now, it's my fault. Everything's my fault at this point.
No.
That is the attitude. That is the attitude that we need to have in life, okay? We need to have that fucking attitude. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. We are here in the new studios. We're trying to make everything fucking work. This is in my fucking face now. I have a thing in my face. Crip Daddy's microphone isn't up to him. He doesn't have the ability to even... All he can do here is...
Where are you going to go with this one?
He's going to fucking grunt. He's just going to grunt and he's going to fucking say, "What, you know, what is happening here? This poor guy." Look at Shannon. Shannon's mad at me because that this...
We're just trying to get Shannon's tits close to his face.
Shannon,
really lean.
Will you at least fucking let him motorboat you? It's not a motorboat. It's like one of those like it's like the ones you pedal in Central Park.
Can you motorboat him?
Shannon. I mean, can we knew he was coming in. Make it lower, put it in his face. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Everyone's loving Shannon's butt at the camera right now. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. We're trying to make some shit happen. You know, we have two incredible guests, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, from the TBD podcast, or is it, do you have a podcast that's to be determined?
I have a show Uncensored that I like to fuck around with, but I gave it an obnoxious name.
Yeah.
That's so long because I thought Gavin would be like, "That's stupid."
Right.
But I did it anyway. So now nobody plugs it.
So nobody plugs it. Okay. Yeah, so it's a TBD podcast. Crip Daddy is on the show.
Yes.
Very exciting. Oh, yeah. And also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Tiger MILF podcast, Joyang Summers is on the show for the first time.
Hi. Okay, it's working now. I was wondering, is Made in Korea? It should be working. Yeah, it's working now. The monitor is working.
Yeah, very nice to have you. Joanne, we've been trying to get you on this show for a little while.
Yeah.
We keep on rescheduling. There's been issues every time, but we finally got you here on the show. We're very excited about
this. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good. This is going to
be so much fun.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a lot of fun. I podcasted with Crip Daddy back during the pandemic
on
Zoom, but it wasn't the exact same thing. We just went on now. Crip Daddy's in a wheelchair. Crip, can you tell us, what is your thing? What is your...
Comedy.
I'm in a wheelchair?
Yeah, but what is your... Because you're all fucked up. You're...
Yeah. Besides the AIDS and shit.
No, stop. Please, don't tell me you have AIDS.
No, I'm thankful to not have that one. It's spinal muscular atrophy, type 2.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds really official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ralph, just walk right across the... they should have fixed the shots before the show started. That's, good. In my opinion, that's what should have happened. You talk through the walls at the fucking production staff. This is... Ooh. Shannon and Natalie, don't look at me like I'm wrong. Don't look at me like I'm wrong. Natalie, I've never seen Natalie this mad.
Natalie's going to go home and wail on
the remember that
the
time
guitar.
The board exploded and it was my fault?
Yeah.
I'm more mad than that.
Yeah, she's fucking livid right now. She's not happy.
This is my morning.
Here's what I'll say. I also told them that we were going to be in Studio C, not 45 minutes before the show started. But they should have known we were going to be in Studio C. Let me say that, Shannon. You could have simply said, because you did reach out to me. You reached out to me 45 minutes before the show. You said, hey, are we in Studio C or Studio A today?
Yeah, this is all Natalie's fault, actually, because if she wouldn't have said that, we would have set up an A and we would have been fine. But it was because Natalie was doing the right thing. Natalie was doing the right thing. If I wouldn't have asked you and we just would have done A and everything would have been perfect.
Well, you know what, Shannon, you're the producer.
So. Blake Shannon.
I will say Shannon also could have said, yeah, I asked him. He said A.
I'm not a liar.
She's not a liar. So, no, she asked me, and I said, oh, I'd prefer C, assuming that you guys weren't going to have it all together, and then this is why we're dealing with this. And we had to bring Crypt Daddy down here. I felt so bad. They had a staff member carry you, and they almost dropped you. And then Ralph was like, oh, my God, dude, I would have felt, and I would have like, that, dropping him, what else could they do to you? What,
nothing would have happened.
How many people have dropped you?
One at Stanhope show.
At Stanhope show, they dropped you while you were going on stage?
No, on the way off.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least
it was a good set, a killer, you know.
It also was a hilarious way to end the set.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Maybe they can fix you if they drop you.
That's what it could only make me better.
I think so.
Yeah.
It can't get worse.
Damn, Joanne. She's fucking going at him.
She's smart. She knows.
She knows exactly what's up.
We got a roast battle right here, Crypt Daddy and Chink Mommy.
This is the fucking, look, we're going to have a great show today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. Let's do our plugs. Joanne, what are you plugging on?
I'm touring a national tour. So, joinsummers.com. I'm coming all over America.
Yeah,
come to see me.
She did that on purpose, by the way. Yeah. That was a little bit of a, she's trying to fucking dog whistle the perverts.
Yes, I love the pervs. They are the best.
I thought you said you love dogs.
I mean, I think they are overrated. Cats, actually. It's good for your cats, yeah.
Do you really eat cat?
The meat is very sour. That's why I don't like it. But like, dog is overrated. Dog meat is not that good.
You've had both dog and cat. We're going
to
talk about that.
I
want
to tell you what happened to my dog, my childhood dog. My uncle killed him when he broke his leg and didn't tell me that was my dog. I was eating it. I'm like, why there's skin on the tree? He's like, oh, that's your dog, Big Yellow. I'm like, is this my dog? He's like, yes, I stopped vomiting. And I just can't have big dogs anymore.
No, that's that. So little dogs from here on out.
Yeah, I have little dogs.
What, you're from China?
Yes.
Okay. That's very common. That would even be weird in China.
It wouldn't be. But if it's your pet, if you're a stray dog, it's fine. But like if your pet is kind of crazy, because I grew up with that dog. My uncle, he broke his leg and they killed him. But in America, you know, you can do podcast if you broke your leg. Yeah, you can still be a star, which is beautiful. I love America, you know. I didn't know that was my dog, and I ate him. I don't know which part of his body, and I can't have big dogs.
That's
when I see the big dogs, I get triggered.
Okay, well, Joanne Summers, go see her this summer, coming everywhere. Crypt Daddy, what you plugging on?
I just want to say real quick, that story made me sad for you.
Yeah.
God, I feel for your dog. At least they let me keep going.
His name is Big Yellow.
Not anymore. But no, I have a show tonight. We're doing a comedy recording, the album, over at Stand Up New York. I've been having to learn these clubs, and every one of them had stand up in the name.
Yeah.
So that's been...
It's like they're mocking you.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have that tonight at 8. And we're just trying to plug that.
Yeah, I'm recording my album on Put My Own Pants On, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Anything else to plug?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Zach, can we get what you plug it on?
I'll be on the road with Lewis this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend we will be at Mohegan Sun.
Whoa.
Mohegan Sun going to be a ton of fun. Myself, Zach, and Miko Paco is coming along, opening up those shows as well. And then we got a lot of other live stuff coming up. EMS, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, Grand Rapids. I'm doing a few shows on the Burt Kreischer Fully Loaded Tour, Nebraska, and a few other cities as well. And then the Legion of Skanks are going out on the road together as well. We're going to be in the New England area, Boston, New Hampshire, and at Comics, the Big Theater at Comics. We're doing live podcasts, stand-up, and some special other things as well. Grab all the tickets at lewisofskanks.com. And also, me and Dave Smith are recording our next half-hour specials the same night, July 11th in New York City. Grab those tickets. The early show, I believe, is sold out at this point, but you can still get tickets for the 10 o'clock show. Everything is going to sell out, so make sure you grab those tickets. They are free. Just go to gasdigital.com/30 and grab tickets for those. Plus, we got Colin Turrell, Rich Voss, Jordan Jensen, Kurt Metzger. It's going to be an incredible week of shows. So if you guys grab tickets for all of them, that'd be great as well. You guys can come in. There's six different opportunities to see all of these comedians shoot their specials. and subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network, and get access to the Racist Live Chat. Let's see what's going on in the Racist Live Chat right now. Tired says
he just.
The big mic.
The microphone just fell and hit poor Crypt Daddy right in the fucking face.
It's fine. He's okay.
I'm used to it.
Poor Jeffy. I'm so sorry, dude.
I love to hold the big black.
I was going to say I had flashbacks to the cage game.
I'm sorry, Crypt Daddy. I'm sorry. We probably should have just done this in Studio A. I think Studio A would have been a better scenario for Crypt Daddy. Why didn't you guys say that?
I just need to say this is. From my perspective, it's killing me, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. What are you
it's
sorry?
Hilarious, dude.
No, dude, look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We are not set up for wheelchairs. This was to get you down here. It was like trying to get a piano into an apartment. It was fucking crazy.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't need to feel bad, dude. We fucking...
I can't. It's it.
We could have cut a hole under the wall or something.
A few bombs.
You don't need to feel any worse, dude. Trust me. When are you going to die?
Do
they have a date? Is it like fucking like? Do you know? Is there like a you must? No, I mean, you made your peace with this. You have to have a shorter life expectancy. Impossible.
They've been telling me since I was like born. Every other year, it's like, oh, that's it. You should probably get things in order. But I just don't die.
You just don't die.
Keep going. Yeah,
that's great. I've known you for years at this point. So every year, what's the closest you've been to death?
I think about. My 19th birthday.
And how old are you now?
I'm 30. Just turned 30 not too long ago.
What happened to your 19th birthday?
I went to a show out in Milwaukee and thought I could hang out with the big boys and was out smoking weed with the band. And I went to go leave and my lungs collapsed.
Oh, you can't smoke weed?
I can. I just that night was not a good night for it. It's kind of a gamble. I like the action of getting high more than I like, you know, living. So I do that.
So you get high all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
And the doctor's like, no, dude, don't fucking do it.
They haven't told me not to. They don't know that I do it.
Okay. You guys heard that, right? Did they hear that out there? It's all a mess right now. Joyang, what's the closest you've been to death?
Well, when I was born, my penis was missing, so my dad took me to a dumpster, which is closer to you. They want me to die when I was born, but I keep living. Like, I'm an Asian woman. I'm going to live forever. Maybe you live longer than me.
Oh, shit.
Because nobody wants you to live.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then also, when she was 7, she broke her leg. And they almost
my dog broke his leg. But also, like, I had a very dark time right before I started comedy, after my first child. Even though he was a son, I had a postpartum depression, and I had a really miserable marriage, and I was suicidal. So I took a lot of Ambien, trying to kill myself.
You took a lot of Ambien? When Shannon does that, she gets horny.
I was driving.
Hey, Shannon, can you play the sexy music for Joyang while she tells us the story about her suicide?
So I was driving
already
to the beach.
Dangerous.
I know. I thought that would take care of it, but you know, I was thought that's actually already good enough. But when as an Asian woman, when I'm high, I'm actually a better driver because you make it the other direction that is actually safer.
Because your eyes actually stop squinting when you
high. And then you want to run a light, but when you are high, you're like, let me just follow the instructions. Yeah. Because when you are high, you do different things. So I think it's safer for me when I'm high, when I'm driving. So I just keep taking Ambiens, and then I was all the way to Santa Monica, and I'm like, we can't die in Santa Monica. Let's go to Malibu. So I just keep driving, and then I had a text message. My tenant, you know, he's like, I am short on cash. I can't pay rent on time. It's $4,000. I'm like, this $6 in Ambien is $4,000. You know, the Chinese in me like, I can't lose money. I can die 2 weeks later to collect the rent. So. I just like, I'll die later. Then I realized being cheap Chinese saved me from dying.
So now, for all the fans out there that don't speak Mandarin, can you just go and repeat that whole story in English?
Oh, 对, 真的吗? 真的吗? I think you are kidding, right?
I am kidding, yes, yeah, obviously.
That's
yes.
People are going to go to sleep. Everybody's going to be Chinese.
This is a very interesting show today because it's, you know, Crip, you obviously have your shit. Yeah. Joyang, you know, you have your shit. Like, it's rare. It's rare that we have women on the show. It's rare we have foreigners on the show. There's a lot of factors, and you're fucking doing your thing here. And this is such a generic question to ask for like comedians, but like, I always find this very funny when somebody who doesn't speak English as their first language. Mm-hmm. What made you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to go fucking start telling jokes to American audiences.
Oh, my God.
Where was the moment where you're like, that's going to be a thing that I'm going to fucking do?
In China, we never know stand-up comedy is a culture or a career. And the stand-up comedy got popular in China recently in past 4 or 5 years. But when I was growing up, there's no such thing as stand-up comedy. I wanted to become an actress. I was watching Hollywood movies. I came to America. I went to Kentucky for college, not to brag, but I went to Kentucky for college. Then I moved to LA 2013 to study acting. Mm. I started acting and I loved acting, but I keep getting the problem. It's like my accent is a problem. People want to hire me, but then I have the, you know, me love you long time accent. They just couldn't. No, because they want a girl who is American Chinese, speak American English. Yeah. So I couldn't get the role. I was auditioning for John Singleton's TV series called Rebel. There's a Chinese girl. She's a sidekick for this black girl who is a cop. So she's from Oakland. She's a Chinese girl, was born in San Francisco. I was doing well. I got a call back, and then I forgot my line. I started improvising. Then John Singleton just lost his shit. He started laughing, and he walked to me with his phone playing Ali Wong's Baby Cobra comedy special. He goes, you should do stand-up. You're going to be a star. I'm like, do I have the job now? He's like, hell no, no. You don't have the job. Wow. You don't speak English. But you are going to do stand-up. You're going to get any job you want. And then
from there, so was John Singleton specifically inspired you?
Yeah,
to
he got my phone number. He just keep texting me. I didn't even do it. I think that's a rejection. And I went to China. I got married. And then I had a baby. And then everybody's just going off with their career. I have
Where's
nothing.
Your baby right now?
It's in the car.
No, stop.
Yeah, I think my son is...
I love her. By the way, Joyang, I thought I was going to hate you. I thought I was going to hate you on the show. I was like, there's no way this is going to work. She's fucking hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, they... Yeah,
where's your baby kidding. For real, though?
My son and my daughter, they are in California. My mom moved to America to help me with the children after I got a divorce because I can't keep a man. So she came. She's like, I knew it. So she came here and she's helping me with the children. Mm. And John Singleton was very certain that it's going to happen.
Why can't you keep a man? What is the problem with you? Because you're a hot chick.
Yeah.
Right? You're funny. You got some hustle. You dress nice. What's the problem? Why can't you keep a man?
I give good BJs, but I can't shut up. Like, I cannot keep my opinion to myself.
Right. For Chinese men, that I'm sure is a problem.
Yeah, they can't handle that. They don't like me. My first husband, you know, he is a good guy. I kind of fucked up because I was young and stupid, a selfish bitch.
You cheated on him.
Not once, but like many times, but yeah. Oh, God. But he's very happy right now without me. And my second one is he's perfect, but then he's a sociopath. You know, everything's perfect. He doesn't cheat. He's wealthy, but he just wants to control me.
Right.
Want me to not work and beg him for money and don't work. Just whatever it is. It's a Chinese man. But there's other good Chinese men, but they are not. They
Why not an American man?
I'm single now.
What about a regular person?
A regular person? Yeah. I would date a guy who is nice.
What about an irregular person? Crip Daddy we have here.
Well, he's easy to control, so maybe it will work.
Yeah,
that is true.
I like women are easier to control because it's cuter if they listen. You know?
That is nice. Crip Daddy, who is this woman that's here with you?
Oh, that's my woman.
That's your woman. Okay, yeah. So yeah, never mind. Yeah, hey, get your fucking hands off him. Get your hands off him, you fucking vixen.
I'm your Filipino nurse.
Yeah, no, we're open. Yeah. We fuck around.
Do you guys fuck around, really?
Yeah, fuck around.
Dude, wait, are you kidding me, Crip Daddy? You have threesomes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
You're like Stephen Hawking. You can cheat on your wife. Well,
all the time. It's not even cheating. We just do it.
Okay, yeah. He's
what a fucking what a life.
He's special.
First of all, how do you have a fucking attractive woman that will give you threesomes? Mm-hmm. You are all fucked up.
Yeah, no, it's just charisma, dude.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's not that. Then I, you know, I have good tongue game too.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking better.
Yeah, you better, because the Huffington's is not blocking it. He's like,
doggy, if you don't fucking, if you can't eat pussy, there's nothing else you can do.
And I knew that growing up, like, that I deliberately, like, did research. Like, I was fucking going into pussy eating PhD.
What is your technique?
Oh, I bet he was on his belly doing tongue push-ups.
Yeah.
Like, no, he was in prison.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's your technique?
Everybody says to do the alphabet thing, but that's amateur shit, you know?
Well, to do a Chinese alphabet, you're going to be there all day, for the love of God. And plus, your pussy sideways. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, you use a chopstick. You just, like,
spread it up a little bit. A little teriyaki. I get it. Just do what... Just move until there's a reaction.
Move until there's a reaction.
That's good. Just, like, keep moving until you are told to stop.
Yeah,
don't stop. Don't ask, how's that? Just
do it.
I think you have. You have to hit a rhythm, and you got to stick to that fucking rhythm.
Don't stop. Yeah.
No matter how bored you get, no matter how much your tongue or jaw is cramping up, no matter how much your fucking fingers are cramping up, just stick to a rhythm, right?
Yep.
My chick at this point, she knows, or I know for her, if she puts her hand on my head, I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
If the hands are not on the, or if she moves her pillows, if she takes the pillows from
like
underneath.
Like the buzzer on Family Feud.
Doggy, no, that's what she does. I know if I'm doing it good because my chick will take the pillows away from the back of her head. So she's like flat completely on the bed, like no pillows, nothing elevated. And then she'll put her fucking hand on my head the same way like I would put my hand on a fucking girl's head when she gives me a head. And that's when I know I'm doing a good job. Those are my symbols. You have to look out for those signals, right?
Yeah.
So what is your signal? You know you're doing a good job at your chick.
Oh, the shiver.
She stops crying.
Yeah. The shiver. The little, like, the knees.
The shutters, yeah.
Maybe she's cold.
I mean, she could be, but I...
I mean, you guys have extra large doorways in the house.
That's
so
what
I'm
saying.
Assuming that maybe she's
a little
bit chilly.
A lot of airflow and shit. No.
Yeah.
No. It's good. Just
Joyang, how do you let a guy know he's doing a good job? How do you like your pussy to be eaten? I want to know this. All the guys out there...
She also uses symbols.
I think just don't move. Just stay there. If you're going to dive up and be like, how is that? I'll just fucking slap you. Don't ask me anything.
Don't talk.
Just eat the pussy. Like, it's the last day of your life. Just eat it.
Hard.
Just eat the pussy. Don't talk. Don't look up. Be like, do you like it? No, I don't like when you talk.
Wow.
Just eat the pussy until you feel like you're going to die.
Do you want fingers? Do you want no fingers?
Everything. Finger and lip and tongue. Just fucking do it.
Do you want the bite?
A little bit, yeah.
A little biting, too. Joanne is a fucking...
I love it. I think I like to get hit, but not like a spanking. Like a spanking is for like don't spank me. Just like, you know.
What do you mean, in the face?
Everywhere.
Like a back slap.
Yeah.
Enjoying sick.
It's yeah, I don't like bitch. Daddy to spank you. I'm like, don't spank me.
Yeah. Is there any chance you would go home with Crip Daddy and his girlfriend for a threesome and give him the ultimate Asian fucking experience?
I can breastfeed him, but like, that's all.
That's it.
Okay.
But I have good breast milk.
Okay.
Yeah. It's white Russian.
Wait, do you really? Are you currently milking?
I say that, but I don't milk anymore. But I used to, and I have jokes about breastfeeding, hiding my vodka. So that's white Russian. Because it's, we can sell it on eBay.
I like it.
AliExpress. Alibaba Express.
Shannon, this is a wild show today.
Itzy, because I made them myself.
What?
Itzy. Milk. Breast milk. We can sell them.
She means Etsy.
Etsy. I can't pronounce things, but Etsy. Yeah, that's my friend. Zach knows what I'm saying.
You interpret one, I'll interpret the other. I can't.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Look, we got a lot to talk about today. Let's talk about some of these things here. Calvin Klein ad features a chubby woman and a trans man who has not had the top surgery yet. This is a new thing. Are these companies really going woke, or is this just a trick to get people talking about them?
We're talking about it.
We are. Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Manscaped.com for supporting today's show. I love Manscaped, one of my favorite products we've ever promoted on this show. They have incredible products for below-the-belt manicuring and trimming. The Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer on the market. It is basically impossible to nick yourself. If you guys are used to using Bic razors or some sort of other sort of hair trimmers down there, it is dangerous business. You don't want to nick yourself. It's going to get in your head. It's going to make you bleed. It's going to suck. Nobody wants it, okay? Lawnmower 4.0, nick-safe technology. It's waterproof. I do it in the shower. It takes me 20 seconds, and I trim myself up. I do it maybe once every couple weeks. That's how in often I have to do it. I've never even charged. This is how long the battery lasts, Zach. I've never even charged it since I've had it. I've had it for a couple years.
Oh, the battery sounds incredible. And also, they have the brand-new Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear hair trimmer. Also has that same skin-safe technology. And they have, like, cool lotions and stuff like the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver. They have so many cool options. If you have somebody in your life with a dick and balls, this is an incredible gift.
Yeah, and also you got to check out their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. containing 9+ products and wet goods. This is everything you need to craft your signature look, guys. Right now, check out all their amazing products, manscaped.com. You've heard of Manscaped. They're the leaders in the industry. When you check out, use the promo code REALASS, and you're going to save 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping. Once again, that is code REALASS at manscaped.com. Okay, let's get back into it. Show me this ad. Let's see.
Didn't they both used to be comics?
Were they?
The one, I think the guy might have been.
I didn't see that in the
article. So wait a minute, hold on. This is the guy on the right is becoming a woman. Is a man becoming a woman or a woman becoming a man?
Yes. This guy is a woman becoming a man and just hasn't had the top surgery yet.
Oh,
this
okay.
guy, the one standing.
So it's a bearded lady.
Yes.
Yeah, this is you know. What I talk about this in my act as well. I talk about Victoria's Secret, how like the angels are all fucking gross now, and you know, Calvin Klein. Remember how hot Calvin Klein models were?
Yeah, they used to have standards.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, look at this. This is fucking Mark Wahlberg. This was it. This was it. This is what you should be aspiring to. Why are we creating a society where people are aspiring to just be unfit and unhealthy and unattractive? Like, I'm saying, like,
is this Mark Wahlberg before or after he beat up Zhao Ying's uncle?
I think
because my uncle ate his dog.
No, because Mark Wahlberg went to beat up an Asian guy in a hate crime.
Yeah, it was like a hate crime.
Oh, wow.
He blinded a guy.
Why would he be the Asian guy? Because his dim sum didn't have sauce? Like, what is it?
I don't know. Do we know any details as to why he
I know that it, apparently he used racial slurs, so it was a hate crime.
Yeah.
And I think he blinded him.
Oh, wow.
Or at least in one eye.
I can barely see. Why would you blind me? Like,
it wasn't
that's
hard.
Not okay. No.
He just gave him a black eye. He was just swollen.
Yeah, so I mean, look, at this point, I don't really care. I'm not really buying Calvin Klein. It's just, and it's also becoming sort of like a tired conversation, right? Where it's like, oh, they have a transgendered person in the ad, or an ugly person, or a fat person. I just wonder what the motive is behind it, right? There is a person behind the scenes going like, all right, well, this is the reason that we're doing this.
Dumb question. Are they just trying to sell more plus size stuff and be like, hey, this looks good?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that they're trying to sell more plus size stuff. I think that people who are buying Calvin Klein underwear still want to look hot in them. And there's a contingency of people that are going to go, oh, well, that's cool. They are supporting these, you know, these rights of trans people and fat people. I'd like to support that company. And I think most other people don't give a fuck enough to not support the company. But it just seems like what a bizarre, weird time that we're in. Like, I never saw it coming down to like models being gross, you know?
I don't want to pay to see gross people.
Right.
Also, I like trans women, trans people, because I understand their struggle. People want to kill me because I don't have a penis, and people want to kill them because they don't want their penis. But like, I just feel like if
Who
we are paying
to kill
for a magazine.
Because you don't have a penis.
Like, when
it?
Was
the parents?
One child policy, you know, like, you don't want to agree. Like, I just, like, if I'm paying for a magazine, I want my eyes to be washed by beautiful, sexy titties and nice abs. I don't want to belly fat. If I want that, I'll just call my mom and, you know, ask her to show me her belly. Like, I don't need to see that. I'm paying, like the billboard. I paid to see, because in Chinese culture, we say, like, if you look at beautiful things, you live longer.
Yeah.
I can't drive. I can barely drive. Like, I can't drive around, look at a billboard, be like.
Yeah, I agree completely.
It's just not good.
Crip, do they have any people with your condition that have modeled or been spokespeople or anything like that?
I'm pretty sure they have black models, Lewis. What do you mean? But no, actually, I think your guys' issue, though, is that, take it from me, it's about perspective, right?
Yes.
And you're looking at this as like a serious thing. I look at it as kind of funny in jokes, which, like, there's a guy who is transgendered, black, and in a wheelchair, and is a model, and it's just everything, all the check marks at once, and it's so fucking funny.
He's transgendered,
yep.
Black,
yes,
and in a wheelchair.
What does he model, hats?
Everything. I think I don't know, they did a bunch of modeling for, like, big higher end, like, fashion.
I'll tell you right now, this model is never on time.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Now, does this inspire you, or you're like, you know what? No, this should not be.
I think it's going to happen. I might as well just laugh.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
He's cute, though.
I will say he does actually have nice features.
Yeah, he's actually pretty. He's like a black Ken doll, which is made in China, which is broken, so he's on a wheelchair.
Yeah, the ones that you melt because you fuck with.
Yeah, because like a 5-year-old Chinese kid made the toy.
Like a black Ken doll, but if Sid from Toy Story.
Yeah. He's beautiful. He is pretty.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of fucked up, but he has the same condition as you?
I have no idea.
He has the same thing, but the fucking hands.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Can you finger a pussy with this?
Can you straighten your... Really try.
Can you finger a pussy with this?
Try.
I was born with gay wrists, dude.
That's dude, really give it a fucking college try. Dude, do it. I know you can do it, dude. Straighten your wrist,
straight.
Dude.
That's the finger straight.
Are you really trying it?
I can do a finger.
Yeah.
Dude.
But that's it.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was in a wheelchair, I could will myself into walking.
I know you think that.
I really feel that way.
I know, and see, like...
Have you ever, like, met some guy that's just like, dude, come on, get out of that chair, dude, just walk.
Yeah, you, just walk. People underestimate a lot of the aspects of it. Like, the wheelchair thing, when people were like, hey, let's carry, I was like, are you sure about that? Because I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
It's not light. It's not a light chair.
No, well, that's also, it's not a regular wheelchair. That one has to, like...
That's, like, all terrain.
Yeah, and I kept trying to tell people just as a precaution. And, like, it's like dudes at the gym when you're like, hey, you can't lift that, dude. And they're like, yeah, I can't fucking shut up.
Yeah, it's got really cocky.
And they just do it that
way. We also took the most out-of-shape producer here, and we had him carry you and your wheelchair down the stairs by yourself.
It was great.
Really, it was funny for everyone else. How did you meet your fucking chick, dude? How'd you meet a chick? Because you're, you know, it's not that easy to meet chicks, I'm assuming.
Yeah, just modern age shit. You just put out a Craigslist ad, and they answer eventually. No, I did Tinder.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is your fucking, do you catfish them at all, or are you, like, just straight up, like, wheelchair first shot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just do what I do now and kind of lean into it as a joke. Like,
oh, okay, and she liked the confidence.
I get the corny, you know, oh, I can't walk out on you. Just the initial, like, funny, and then I show them I'm fucked up funny.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing I sent her was when Venom, the movie, was coming out, and they showed him, and I sent her a picture of Venom, and I was like, doesn't his eyes look like a giant pool of cum? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, super cummy.
Yeah.
And then got her.
So she loved it. Yep. And then she was in, and then she's fucking, because you know, she fucking, it's a fucking good woman there, dude. Not only does she fucking, you know, have to fucking suck your little pecker. There's no way it's big. There's no way. You got a big dick?
Are you trying to, like,
dude? Let me see it right now.
If God has the sense of humor, I think
he's I can X-ray dicks, but I think it's actually bigger than you can expect.
Really? Can Joyang feel your dick through your pants?
She could.
Can I have more coffee?
Yeah,
that's cool. Joyang, if you were hilarious, you would blow Crypt Daddy to completion right now on the show.
I can't do it.
Where's John Singleton? Get John Singleton on the horn right now.
I have a mother nature when I see it. I feel like I'm a pedophile if I
get that.
He's not a pedophile. He's a fucking old man. He's 30 years old.
His skin's so good.
I have a boy's charm.
His cute hair. I mean, cute, like, little hand. And I just want to put him here and breastfeed him.
Okay.
Like a mother's love. But, like, I just don't want him to be a pedophile because I...
Yeah.
For the record, I'm into that too. So
yeah, he would suck your titties. Can he suck your titties on the show?
If he's hungry, I'll feed him. It's charity.
I'm
a philanthropist.
Joyang, be cool. We'll cut the camera. If just let him suck in your titty on the show, we're not going to show your titties. That's fucked up. But that will be an awesome fucking thing for the show. I feel like
I don't have milk now though.
Let him try.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I don't have milk. If I have milk, when I have a second child, I'm gonna call your girlfriend, and then I'll feed you. I think probably it can clear you from it. You can walk again.
Yeah, I believe
you. For sure, you can walk again.
Give me five things we don't know about China. Come on.
Five things you don't know about China is that there's breakup fee. If you break up your girlfriend, you have to pay her a fee if her pussy is good. I mean, if she's beautiful and young and you spend 2 years with her without marrying her,
really?
We call it that's being an asshole. Dating should lead to a marriage. If there's no marriage, you have to pay her for the fee of her wasting her pussy on you.
Wow. And how much is the fee?
It depends on how pretty she is, which school she went to, how tall she is, and how much she weighs. And
this is a real thing. They go to court and they decide all of that?
Well, you don't go to court. It's like a credit score. Like, if you don't pay your ex-girlfriend breakup fee, you can't buy a house. There's no credit score. But you have to be a good man. Like, if you are dating a girl, you know, you don't marry her, and she's not like a, you know, she didn't have any problem, and it's your fault. You have to pay her the breakup fee because she with her pussy for like 2 years, stretching out for you.
Okay, give me another thing about China. I don't know.
Also, like, if a woman in China, because like dating market is very hard for women, and if you are over 25, you are expired. You are called a leftover woman.
Leftover.
Yeah, but in Chinese food, like leftover Chinese food is yummy. You can heat it up.
Pretty good.
Leftover sushi.
Some would say it's better.
Yeah, I think so. Leftover Chinese food because the sodium, the salt, and the sugar makes better. But leftover sushi. I don't know. It's not.
Probably.
Sushi should be fresh.
No,
what else? Like,
Chris Daddy, tell me something I don't know about China.
Yeah. What do you think?
Apparently, you can't have a dog with a broken leg.
We should discard a dog if the leg's broken in China. Yeah, that's what happens to them.
Yeah.
This is the most psychotic show we've ever done.
This is really weird.
It's so weird. Can we get some music on or something? I don't know. Can we smoke a blunt? You know what? That's what I want to do. I want to smoke a blunt on the show right now with Crypt Daddy. Crypt Daddy, if your lung collapses, that will just be the best way that this show could possibly go. Joanne, do you smoke weed?
I it makes me sleepy and makes me weird, but maybe.
You're
oh,
ready.
Well, how the fuck would we be able to tell then?
Okay, I'll do it.
Shannon, can we get some weed in here and a blunt wrap and like have somebody roll it for us too? I don't want to have to actually fucking roll it. Okay, let's have somebody roll it for me. Natalie,
what we said about Crypt Daddy when he got to the front door.
Let me set it out. Natalie, let me apologize to you for flipping out before. I was a little bit under stress. We're starting very late. Nothing was being done. Crypt Daddy's girlfriend was carrying him around and about to drop him. I felt bad. It was fucking, you know.
Was the redhead your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Nice. She's very caring. I can see she was the way I wish my husband ever loved me like the way she loves you. She's like...
Very delicate.
He does too. He wishes you had the same relationship.
That's my flower.
Natalie?
I will say this episode has converted me. I think this is a great episode.
No, it's a great episode. It is just weird. It's a weird vibe. It's a weird energy.
Do you work well with weird?
Yeah, I work extremely well with weird.
Yes.
I like having factors come in and not being able to control them. Who knows what's going to fucking happen here. All right, Asian makeup artist accused of doing blackface after paying tribute to Kobe Bryant. Is that even a thing in Asian culture? Do they do blackface?
Do the mask. The coal mask is black. I put it every morning. I walk around it.
Yeah.
I haven't been shot yet. I don't think it's a blackface. I don't think it's a blackface. In Chinese culture... I think in Chinese opera, there's black face. It represents like a strength. If there's one character has a face that's black, that person means that you cannot pollute him because he's black.
He could jump higher.
Yeah,
could probably run faster.
Yeah, yeah. And also fail your math class and can't swim either. Also, if he's a red face,
Joanne's just racist, which I enjoy.
I don't like anybody. So I just want people. I only like people who give me the check and the clears. That's the only person I like. And the red face is, you know, somebody who is passionate. So there is black face, but it doesn't mean anything because racism is in America. When we import black people, we make them slaves. But in Africa, there's no black people is black. It's their country, their land.
Yeah. Is there racism? Are Chinese people racist against black people?
They love all the basketball players. If you are black and you go to the Great Wall, you are a celebrity. They think you are every famous black person.
But what if you're just like a regular black person?
No,
you think your skin is poisoned? Like if you go to the Midwest, they think your skin is poisoned if you have black skin.
I think in Chinese culture, when we see a black person, we think they are good. But if a Chinese person, your skin's dark, they hate you. They think you are
like a dark-skinned Chinese
peasant.
Really?
Like, I was a peasant. My skin's too dark for East Asia.
Really?
But it's lighter if I'm in South Asia.
No, you have a good tone.
Yeah, I'm darker than, like, if you think about K-pop girls, like those girls, they have bleached asshole skins.
Yeah.
They are chopsticks, they are skinny and pale white. They
nobody
are white.
Like that.
But like, I'm darker. But
you're a little thick, you got a little bit of, yes. See, nobody would assume you're a mom. I think you should stop talking about your kids, because you should be going for the sex appeal. The whole MILF thing is not in. You're Asian. You could be a fucking hot 22-year-old Asian broad as opposed to, like, trying to go for this fucking MILF thing.
I'm not
technically
hot in
she's
Asia.
A MILF.
I'm not hot in Asia, though. I'm not a beauty standard. They want me to lose 40 pounds and
40 pounds.
Bleach my skin and make my lips smaller.
No,
I call it DSL, dumpling sucking lips. Yeah. I should rebrand myself. Yeah.
She's great. No, you're for Asians here, we like an Asian that looks like this. Joang's got a fucking like a good look. Yeah, you want a little bit. You're not I wouldn't call you thick, but yeah, you're not a little fucking tiny.
Yeah, I like
stick.
My food. I like to eat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I like to eat.
We like that. That's good. So the Raises live chat loves you. Yeah. They're all talking about how much they want to marry you and give you your green card.
I already have a green card, so can I have money?
Money and setter, maybe.
I got green card. I need money. I mean, I like your fans. They are your fans are so amazing. I love your podcast. I guess you know, I do a lot of Garfield's podcast. The fans are just because all of your podcasts are so authentic, so honest, and just I love that.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
It's amazing.
I'm glad you came in because honestly, we didn't know what it was going to be because you're a weird cookie.
Me so funny, honey. I told you.
So funny, honey. Okay.
Doesn't the shot of the two of them look like we bought him his first hand job?
Yeah. Like he ordered me from the box, and I just arrived. He think I'm gonna be a beating. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, go to work. And then I just take all his money and fuck his son.
Lego Death Star says, Lewis, your studio blows. Shannon, please time him out for 6 minutes. Lego Death Star, let him sit there for 6 minutes and think about how my studio fucking sucks, you fucking faggot bitch. How about that? Sit down. How about that? Can we see this Asian makeup artist? Lego Death Star just said, fuck you.
That's not blackface. That's beautiful.
That's just really good makeup.
It's great
really
makeup. Good.
Yeah, people should shut the fuck up and chill. Eat a dick, dumb bitches.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't the context.
Make that a drop.
Right?
Eat a bitch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Eat a dick, dumb bitches. I think the context should be that you're being racist with the blackface, right? Or you're trying to.
You're trying to hurt somebody's feelings or parody. Like, if you paint your skin black with, like, shoe polish and then you go, heba heba hooba daba dooba.
Yeah,
that's trying to make fun of black people.
I just don't care about costumes. I just don't care. If you're, especially her, like, her thing is she's doing makeup. Also, does she exclusively do blackface? My assumption is this bitch does, like, really cool makeup. Pull up some of her other stuff, right? So why can't. So she can fucking do a makeup of a fucking Big Bird. She can make herself look like fucking Charlize Theron. She can do all these other things. But black people are this protected class where you can't, they can't be a part of it. Isn't that more racist than making them a part of it? What is it, the Joker?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's very like cool. But is this white face? Is this like this is, it's simply being a costume artist and being talented.
Yeah.
Does she do any alive people?
I think that we need to just stop looking for the fucking argument. You know, if you're looking for it, you're always going to find it. You're always going to find it. And this is what we do as a society. You just have people that get up every day and they go online and they go, let me not even be offended. They go, I want to take part in this like social discourse, you know, and that's a part of like almost entertainment. The same way people would watch TV or play video games. Going on Twitter and going online on TikTok and these other platforms and being a part of this sort of like back and forth about these social issues, it's, I think, just entertaining for people. There's no emotion involved. I don't think they really care. I think it's just they want to do it. And this is why something like this would even be an issue.
By the way, if people, this is somebody's first episode of the show tuning in, we really are a Burger King kids club of fucking different ethnicities and things.
Yeah.
We do like a grown-up cartoon.
Zach whispered to me before we started the show. It's just a great line. Yeah, it's just It made me laugh because you guys were taking your seats and he goes, would you book this thing on a Mad Lib? That's great. All right. So let's see. Buddhist temple erects gold vagina statue. Okay. Vagina, one of the most beautiful images in the world, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
There
it's okay, Shannon.
This is it.
Here, make it bigger. Definitely other things in vagina. It. Yeah, it doesn't really look like
shouldn't
a
shouldn't it be facing sideways?
Where is it? Is it in Japan?
It's in Thailand. And they say that women can go up to it and pray for fertility and for love, etc. And then there's a penis one.
Oh, shit.
There's a dick, too?
Yeah, and then men can go there and pray for.
Dude, I like
wealth.
All the little dicks around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is a little dick around? Is that the Dalai Lama and all the kids? What
well, that's
it?
A normal sized dick, and those are all Asian dicks around it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a whole penis festival in some
Japan?
Yeah, they have like a whole.
Yeah,
day.
They have everybody dress up like a penis. Yeah,
yeah.
It's every day for Lewis.
Yeah, you know, good for them. Good for them. I think we, you know, we're so. I mean, we are a very sexual society here as well, but we're just not exactly as on the nose, right? But like you see people fucking, like, you know, you go on Instagram or you go on, you know, there's just constant sexuality being thrown in people's faces. But then you see a pussy or a penis and it's just, you're like, wow, that's crazy in a public park.
Because we're not used to nudity like what they are in other countries. Because yeah. You forget that we were formed, that our country was formed by weird ass fucking puritanical belt buckle people.
Yeah.
And I think we're always going to have shades of that. Where we have a shame associated with sex stuff.
What was your first porn you saw, Crypt Daddy?
Whatever my uncle had in his basement. The DVDs were kind of musty.
And how did you jerk off? Can you jerk off?
No, I just fuck.
You just fuck?
Yeah. Oh.
So how did you masturbate when you were younger?
I just didn't.
You just didn't? Oh, my God. That's torture.
I mean, to some degree, you have those like things over in like Europe where the government will actually give disabled people money to like buy a prostitute.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like a right to come.
I agree.
And I agree, but like we don't do that here. If I at 16 I would have been having a great time with that.
So you never jerked off as a teenager? When's the first time you experienced an orgasm?
I was really young. I had like wet dream shit, you know.
Oh, okay. So you would just start fucking jizzing everywhere with a handless.
You're fucking your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Like Inception.
Yeah.
Use your mind.
Mm-hmm.
In your dreams, can you walk?
Yes.
And fly?
Yeah.
You can do other shit. You got a huge dick.
Everything.
You can
do it
all.
That's just normal. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, dude. Yeah. But your hands are still like that.
They're still like that, yeah.
In the dream, he's fucking tall. He can run, but his hands are just still, fucking little T-Rex hands for no reason at all. That's crazy. So you were never able to actually jerk off.
No, but I mean, you... Admittedly, you get to that point where... You know how to just make yourself so worked up that you just do it.
So you could mentally come.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
On command.
Not. It takes a second, but yeah. Yeah.
So you could like just like, your jerking off was just like thinking about shit, and then eventually you'd start just splooging everywhere. You couldn't even clean up.
I've been doing it.
Like when the guy's head explodes in
scanners. Yeah.
It's
all
cum.
I've been doing it.
Wow. His eyes start bleeding.
That's powerful.
That is fucking crazy. That is like borderline magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That is pretty. You, and to this day, you can still do that.
I've been doing it like this entire time.
Oh, that's why when I touch you, it's big because it's erect. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sitting here.
Doggy, that is wild. That is fucking wild. So when's the first time you experienced a sexual thing with a woman then?
I was like late in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who was that chick?
Who was she? I don't even remember. We were at some music festival like at hometown, like the backwoods country, you know, fucking we got dad rock bands playing. And she just let me feel up her titty a bit, you know?
How do you feel her titty? It's like,
oh, she did all the work for me.
She just put it under her titty.
She had to technically get into the crab walk position, like The Exorcist.
And it was great.
And get underneath him. It was pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
That's fucking, that's wild.
That's cute.
Yeah.
romance story for the century.
Yeah, though that is very romantic.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Would you ever hook up with a chick with a condition like yours?
Ew, gross.
I love him. Oh, my God. You are fucking fabulous. Crib Daddy.
That's not sex. That's a car accident.
How would you guys possibly hook up? We'd have to literally connect you guys and then push you guys out of a window and hope somehow you could bang.
Yeah, no. That's gross.
Yeah. How would he fuck a chick with his condition? With a USB cable plugged into both their chairs?
I don't know.
That's just, they made sure.
I forgot that I asked for a blunt. Thank you. Did you roll this?
Yeah.
Don't lie. But I like the fact that you took credit.
I have more coffee.
No, I did.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You couldn't roll blunt. Oh, you still can't roll blunts. This is fucking terrible. Right. Give me a goddamn blunt and more weed.
All
right. It's so thin. Or actually, you know what? Just give me more weed broken up and something to poke this down into it.
Got
you got to learn how to roll blunts, dude.
Okay.
This is crazy. No one on the staff can just roll a blunt when we want a blunt. I want to fucking watch Crypt Daddy's lungs explode. I want to watch Joyang's fucking eyes smash closed. Let's get fucking
it's already
wild
closed
here.
What I'm talking about.
All right, real quick, let's talk to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 years old who are living in states where Delta 8 is legal. If you guys want to get super duper fucking high, you got to get high from YoDelta.com. Legal vapes and gummies in 50 states shipped right to your door. So if you're over 21 and you want to get high, you got to do it this way.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Right now, go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. All right, where were we? Lots of fun stuff happening right now, guys. Invoice. Oh, great. Great, thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's more broken up weed. I probably need more broken up weed than that. Yeah, just give me some more. Thanks, man. You know what? Let's put some music on and let's have a dance party with Joying and Crypt Daddy. Real quick while I roll this blunt. Maybe some dance music.
Ticka ticka ding 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 ding. Everybody cut loose.
Footloose. Is this Asian music?
It's a just copyright-free dance music.
Can you feel the pain when you get tattoos?
Yes. Yeah.
You feel the pain?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Fucking. He's got nerve endings in his skin, Joy.
You feel the pain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel nothing. I'm dead inside.
Oh, yeah. I get that. I relate. That's okay.
That's cute. Thanks.
All right. So, thank you. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate that. Thank you for the dance music. All right. Let's see. Uber with guns is a new ride sharing app that has armed drivers. How do we feel about this? What? I don't understand, like, what's the marketing behind this? First of all, it's only in places where guns are legal, right?
So it currently exists in Atlanta, but they're about to bring it into New York.
Really?
And they say that everyone will, of course, have to be licensed, have a background check, be trained, yada, yada. And the person who created this was a 32-year-old former private investigator who worked with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And apparently it's been doing well in Atlanta. They've had over 80,000 downloads on the app.
But I don't understand what's the point. Why do you want your driver to be armed?
I don't completely understand it either, but what they're saying is that so many people are getting raped and robbed and whatever, and so this will prevent that from happening.
If I'm an Uber driver, I don't care if you get raped or robbed. I'm not fucking saving you. I'm not your fucking... So are they supposed to be acting as security, right? So is it like they're your driver, but you're also hiring them as security detail for your ride to this club, home from this club? Are they required to protect you?
I think so, because it says that they're also trained in de-escalation. So I guess, yeah, they're just keeping you safe from point A to point B. And the price is, it's a $50 base rate plus $175 per mile, but that's for the unarmed version.
Here's the thing, right? This would be cool if they had, and I would actually get this service, right? If they had, like, Uber, where it was like armed, it was an armed guard, bulletproof glass. Like you're in one of those like military style where like an Escalade, but they fucking they deck it all out with armor and they have fucking like that. I think there is an appeal there. If you're a celebrity, if you're a fucking a group of hot chicks that are going out at night, But it's like you almost like hire that guy all night. Like he's there with you all night. Like, and I'm sure that it's not like an Uber app thing. I'm sure that exists. I'm sure you could hire a security detail with drivers for the night and it costs thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So is that sort of the marketing behind this, or is this just Ubers with Uber drivers with guns? I'm trying to understand this.
I think just Uber drivers with guns to make people feel safer.
And Shannon, is this also kind of for how many drivers get robbed or like fucked up? It's a different app for them to download so that they feel safer behind the wheel.
Also, if you're an Uber driver, can you carry a gun? If I'm in Texas and I'm an Uber driver, am I allowed to carry my gun if I have a concealed carry permit? Or I don't even know what the rules are.
I believe one of our guests yesterday was an Uber driver who was pulled over with a gun, and it was a big problem.
Really?
Yes.
It says Uber prohibits.
And it's the one you think.
Uber prohibits the riders and the guests to have a gun currently.
I'm fine with it. I think if it's for their protection, I have no problem with it. Lewis might be a little more afraid.
Look, dude, not for nothing. I'm literally currently thinking about getting a gun.
No, I mean just that the driver would have a gun for the amount of times.
Oh, that I argue with Uber drivers? Yeah, how am I supposed to be shitty to an Uber driver if he has a gun?
I think that's why they have this app.
No, but why would I download it? I know I want to be shitty to this driver. Question: what happens if he makes a wrong turn and I start calling him a fucking low life loser and telling him this is why you have to drive an Uber, fucking loser, idiot? He can just shoot me.
It's not legal, but he will.
No, but they're also trained to like not be triggered in that way. So I don't think so.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking about getting a gun right now. What is the law? How do I get a gun in New Jersey? Have we talked about this?
Yeah, a while back.
Did we? What do I got to do? Let's see. Because I want one. I read a story. We're going to talk about it on Skanks later, so I'm going to get into the details here. But it essentially was there was a 12-year-old kid who got into a fight at school. And then, like, three kids and, like, their parents showed up at the kid's house after school and was like, yeah, we're going to fuck this kid up. And the dad came out and was like, hey, he's not going outside. And then that group beat the shit out of the dad and killed him. He had, like, a fucking brain injury. And I'm, like, just going, like, dude, if somebody showed up at my house to hurt my son, I'm just going to fucking open fire on them. Fuck that. I need a gun.
So in New Jersey, you must
I'm getting a gun, too.
Good.
Yeah, I'm a single mom. I have two Chinese kids. My mom is a Chinese woman, you know, like it's, and then we have a house and I just need a gun.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just need a gun and I'm going to buy one.
I'm trying to get my Ford card too.
How do you shoot it?
They just shoot himself in the stomach.
Yeah. No, they actually make things for wheelchair people to like go hunting.
Are you going
to
just put it right here?
Yeah, yeah.
Install it right here?
Well, yeah, like, Draws has that from WWE.
Yep.
Oh, wait, that's amazing.
Yeah. So wait, you have like it's a gun and you can just fucking
like blow into it and it shoots. that's how they make them. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, and I want one.
Shannon, what is it? What is the process?
So it says you have to be at least 21 years old. You must be of good moral character.
Oh, you're out.
Oh, fuck.
You must demonstrate your familiarity with the safe handling of firearms by completing a New Jersey firearm training permit class.
That's it.
That's what it says.
I'm on fire. Ah! I don't know if I can complete a safety course. guns aren't that expensive, right?
You can get it within 30 days, it says.
Doggy. I'm just going to go do this. How much is the safety course?
Let's see.
Shanna, sign me up for a safety course right now. Here, Crip Daddy.
Yeah, let me get there.
Don't have your fucking lungs collapse. Joanne, you want
to
hit
this? I think I can get past the safety course because I got my driver's license here in America. If they let me pass the driving test, they probably let me.
Have you thought about just getting like ninja weapons? Like size?
I have a Chinese star.
You have Chinese stars.
A chopstick, I can stick, you know. But guns
What is your favorite Chinese weapon?
I think a Chinese star.
Chinese star.
Because it's unexpected. You just take off your bra. Like,
didn't they use like fucking like a sickle, like death? Right? Wasn't it like a thing that like Chinese farmers would use?
Yeah, yeah. To jump down the fucking rice plants and shit.
I don't know, dude.
I think that's what they're actually, it's a scythe. That's what they're a really used for.
Yeah, but they just used it as a sickle? Weapon.
No, it's the same word. They're the same thing. Okay. I think a sickle is a large scythe. I think a scythe is the handheld version.
Yeah.
And then a sickle is on the long stick.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Chinese torture devices. You would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can show me later.
Oh, yeah.
I like that Joyang and Crypt Daddy are flirting with each other.
Yeah, he's actually, I got it why he's getting laid. He's actually very charming.
He's got a confidence to him.
Yeah, he's confident.
He's, he's a handsome guy. He just fucking, you
I
know.
Wouldn't say that, but yeah, that's cute. Yeah.
That's all right.
In all fairness, your chick did cross your legs in a very coy way for you.
That's
Crypt Daddy's what would happen if in a Pet Cemetery if the kid survived.
I think he's what happens if Johnny Depp stayed with Amber Heard until now.
Yeah, no, that's ultimately what I was going for.
Yeah, I think so. That's a look.
Thank you.
I mean, dude, you're doing better than most dudes. There are guys in the Racist Live chat right now that can't get fucking laid, that have two perfectly good legs, that are fucking, their hands are all fucking normal, and here you are, dude. That is, if that is not inspiring to you fucking people.
He's doing better than me.
He's doing way better than Shannon. Way better than Shannon. Shannon, no guy would carry you down the stairs. It ain't happening.
I know, they'd get a hernia.
Yeah, dude, imagine trying to carry Shannon over the threshold.
Gerard did pick me up the other day, by the way. Oh, he survived.
You liked that too, didn't you?
I didn't hate it.
Shannon likes Gerard. Let's see. Let's talk about this. No, that one's fucking retarded. Oh, this is kind of funny. Father of two gets hit by a car and killed after helping a duck family cross the road.
What an fuck ass. The ducks.
What a stupid jerk moron. Off, dude. Also, one of my favorite fuck, anytime I'm at a French restaurant, anytime I'm ordering duck. Love duck.
Picking duck is the best.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chinese people love duck.
Yeah, just run over. If it walks slow, they should die. Take them and eat them.
Yeah,
just dude. Fucking duck. Just, if they can't fly when they see a car running over, they should die. They should be food.
Is there a video of this happening?
No, no video. I have one picture. Here's one picture that they snapped right before.
Oh, God.
That's the car coming too? Jesus.
That's so funny.
I don't know if that's the car that killed him, but he safely did get the ducks across the street first.
Oh, good.
And then a 17-year-old driver just wiped him out, and he died right in front of his family because his family was in the car watching him. And they're like, oh, he's doing such a good thing. Yay. And then he
what
got
a
killed.
Fucking idiot.
That's a life lesson for those kids.
Yeah.
Don't help anything, ever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is sad. To die in front of your kids, that's fucking, that has to be fucking, that's to not be fun. Having that memory. That's why, honestly, I stopped doing drugs. Because I was like, I know I'm going to OD.
Oh, my God. I can't believe his wife is
Asian. Oh, my God, he's Chinese.
How can you save duck in front of your Asian wife? She bring them home so she can make a picking ducks.
Yeah, that's what she's
they just
saying.
Don't do it. Just if they are slow, just run them over because they are stupid. Just stop at the car. They can walk. You don't have to carry them around.
What's the weirdest animal you've ever eaten, Joyang? Because they do weird shit in China, right? They'll eat like crazy shit.
Scorpions. Scorpions with scorpions and snakes into the liquor. You drink it, so your dick get harder.
Really?
So I don't like them because they just taste so bitter.
What's the weirdest animal you've ever eaten, Crypt Daddy?
Iguana, I think.
Iguana.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is it?
With a lizard.
It's a type of lizard.
The lizard?
Yeah.
You eat
the
tail, right?
Yeah.
The tail's a big old fucking muscle. I watched them eat an iguana on Naked and Afraid once.
It wasn't as bad. Like I didn't know it was going into it. My nana, my grandma was like, eat it, mijo. I was like, okay.
Are you Mexican?
You're Mexican?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I knew there was something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. More like Mexican.
Yeah.
So you ate and you had some iguana and that was that?
Yeah, that was it.
That's it.
She was just trying to fuck with me.
Yeah. Zach, what was the weirdest food you've ever eaten?
Everything.
You don't know.
We had all those different jerkies. The jerky I got uses all different animal protein.
I will say right now, Zach fucking really put me on to fucking Bucky's jerky.
Yeah, I did, baby.
Doggy, not for nothing. And like, I'm not one of these people. First of all, I'm not a simpleton. No, I'm not like I go to Bucky's. Oh, I'm in Texas. Got to go to Bucky's. It's a stupid type of human.
I was very excited.
No offense.
No, it's okay.
But you get excited about things like that. I will say I will give you a break here. It's only a stupid type of human being though that sort of makes that their identity, and that is like people like that's what the guy who was driving us down. What's his name? Funny comic.
Patrick.
He was like, yeah, dude. Bucky's is like a personality trait in Texas.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's just a giant gas station. Giant,
gas station.
Massive gas station. Uh-huh. Huge.
It's like a super Walmart.
It's like,
what can you buy there?
You can buy jerkies. So what we bought was, Zach was like, oh, they have like a fresh jerky section. So you go up to a counter like it's a deli at a supermarket, and they fucking cut you like fucking fresh jerky, and they can shred it for you if you want, or they just put the strips in a bag, and they have all these different flavors. And I love me some jerky.
I want to go there.
You should go. And then they also have fresh
smokers with fresh brisket, like fresh every 20 minutes.
Fucking brisket.
Brisket on the board. Somebody,
let's see.
Do they have guns there?
Ricky Ricardo says, as a Texan, Bucky's is fucking stupid.
Oh my God.
No, it may be stupid. Lewis Kern says, Lewis calling Zach stupid is fucking hilarious to no end. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it's a little white trash wonderland
for me.
It's a simpleton type of thing to be like, oh, I'm at Bucky's. But I will say I was sort of sold on it because every time I've gone to Bucky's in the past, I show up. I'm like, oh, it's a gas station. Who cares? Everyone goes in. They're like, Bucky's. And I'm like, all right, fucking idiots, dude. Whatever. I didn't care. And I went in this time, and I'm fucking keto right now. I'm trying to get in shape for this special. And we got that fucking brisket. Was fucking fire. Got a pound of brisket just right there from a gas station. It was fucking delicious.
Fresh meat, but they make it into jerky.
No, they also do...
Fresh meat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They have like a barbecue
fresh barbecue.
Like
Wow.
They have smokers there.
Wow.
That sausage I got was fucking banging, too.
Sausage was banging. It was all fucking banging. I will say I did enjoy it. I really, really did. And now I have like fucking... 2 pounds of jerky sitting in my house.
But it's very good.
Love it. All right. Woman weighed like baggage before flight. She's never been so embarrassed. What's the story here?
So apparently it was a small flight, so they were worried about the weight of the people on board. They asked this chick how much she weighed when she was checking in, and she said 130 pounds. They took down the TikTok video, but here is one screenshot from it so you can see her. And
wait, she said she weighed 130.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So which leg?
So wait, why did they weigh her again?
They said it was a small plane.
It was a small plane, and they probably had a weight limit on it, and they probably had to distribute the people so that the one side.
Zach knows all the rules about weight distribution.
Yeah, it was a really tiny plane. They got to know what you weigh, what the bags weigh.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got to make sure both sides of the plane.
When I was in Belize, we went on like a little tiny fucking plane once we landed to go to the area of the island that we were in. And it's really fun, but it's like literally they balance out the plane with people and bags based off of, but they eyeball it.
Yeah.
You just have just a fucking person going, you know what? How about you guys switch seats?
Yeah, but then this fucking lying bitch comes in, goes 130, and they got to go, sorry.
Yeah, let's see. So this was it. So she's never been so embarrassed.
Yeah, so it was somebody else that caught this happening. But yeah, so when she said she was 130, she made her get on the luggage weighing thingy.
Which is hilarious.
Is that Pedro Pascal at the bottom?
Yeah, it's just part of it.
Oh, okay. I thought he was hanging out. I thought the Mandalorian was there.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's fucking, you can't be dangerous for everybody else involved.
Yeah, you can't pull an Aaliyah because you're embarrassed at how much you weigh.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. But, you know, how else are they going to do it, though? That's all they have. They just have
And they got that.
That's it. And they got the real answer. But, you know, she did get on the scale, though. I wonder how much she actually weighed. She could have been really short. She's a thick little bitch. Joy, how much do you weigh?
Is the scale still working? 122.3. Yeah.
17-year-old Mississippi girl sexually assaults a 10 and 14-year-old boy, and then her mother arranged a group of kids to beat up the witnesses. Hell yeah.
Wow.
What's the story here, Shannon?
Here are their mug shots, if you want to see what they look like. And so apparently on Mother's Day, the 17-year-old, which is the one on the left, was hanging out with a bunch of friends, and then she sexually assaulted a 10-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy in front of people. So they saw this happen.
What do you mean by sexually assault?
It doesn't specify.
See, because I feel like this a little bit of
It says perform sex acts on the boy. So maybe
was she being funny? I stand by funny first every time. It would be hilarious if she's like, yo, watch me suck this little boy's dick, y'all.
Or she like put her hand in the front of his shorts and did like that move.
Or she was
I'm jerking off this little boy.
What if she was on a podcast and the host was like, I dare you to touch that little kid's dick right now. And she was like, all right, I'll do it.
So, well, whatever she did to them afterwards, some of the members of the group of people were going to the police to rat her out. And when the mother found out about that, she got together a gang of like neighborhood teenagers and
fucked those snitches up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I think about every time I have somebody that crosses me, I think about hiring black teenagers from a neighborhood and having them do the damage for me. But I know that they would fucking, it would have come back to me.
Or they would just take the money and, like, go get weed and not do it.
Maybe. I don't know. But my mom used to say that all the time. She would. My mom would be like, I'll go down to Havistraw. I'll hire three Puerto Ricans to fuck that bitch up. And I was like, yeah, Mom. It always stuck with me. My mom would just regularly go offer to hire. She had no money, by the way. My mom didn't have anything. She had no money.
She had something she was going to hire. There was going to be a trade made. Transactions cool. will occur.
Damn, doggy. I wish social media didn't exist. I feel like it was a better time when we could just hire goons to do our bidding. Or like, if I didn't like somebody, I could show up at their house and just fucking beat them with a tire iron. And like, that was it. There was no like them going on Twitter afterwards and be like, oh, Luis J. Gomez just spit in my face at the stand. Fucking pussy. Bitch ass pussy. Man, wasn't it a better time when we could just threaten to beat each other up? Have you ever been into a fight, Crip Daddy?
No, I know.
Dude, if somebody, that'd be fucked up. Somebody fought you, that'd be crazy, dude.
I know, but I always get the guys that are like, if you need anything, I'll fuck somebody up at any bar I go to.
Really?
Every bar.
And has anybody ever tried to provoke you into a fight?
No, I'm pretty not confrontational. If somebody gets angry at me, I kind of laugh.
Would you joust another man with your condition?
Yeah. If it meant, yeah. Like, if we fell out, do we do the, we, you know, you have to get up and sword fight?
Do you think that you could beat Joyang Summers in a fist fight?
Is there?
Just right now. You guys, shit hit the fan right now. You guys are going to fight. Because as a man, I could never admit that a woman could beat me up. And I feel like, I wonder how that makes you feel. Because I don't know how you do it.
Like,
I don't think Joyang could fight.
Oh, yeah, I got in so many fights in China, in middle school, high school, and you can just pay people.
And she must be.
You put them in the hospital.
They would fight on top of trees as they ran across them.
Yeah. Bamboo, flying around in the bamboo. Yeah. You can just grab. Life was easy. Nobody's have mental health problems.
So you get it to fucking
you
fight
You
got to
beat
time.
Ever who you, the fuck you want physically. You don't need Xanax.
Joanne, do me a favor. Stand up. I want to see you shadow box for a second.
All right, you ready? All right. Down A, up B.
Let me see your shadow box.
That was
0 and 9.
All right, can you shadow box now, Crip Daddy?
Yeah,
it's easy to take him down.
He's shadow boxing. Hold on.
I'm just gonna take him.
The girlfriend. He only has one leg, Joanne.
The girlfriend was like,
look at her titties are right in your face, doggy. Her nipples are getting hard too. Let him suck your titty through your shirt. How about that?
It's right there.
It's right there, Joanne.
Can I breastfeed you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he wished. Yeah, I can feel the tongue. Okay, I just came. Thank you.
Yeah. So he's literally brain jerking off right now.
Yeah.
If your ears get hot, that's MSG poisoning. We'll call the hospital.
I should do the hair. We can play Careless Whisper.
You know? Did we crash? Did the website crash, Shannon? Or did the stream end because we're at that time? You didn't set it up.
I'm a philanthropist. I was whatever to make him happy.
I appreciate it.
It did, right? It set it up to not end.
That's it. We went over. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm juggling a million things at once here. It's my fault.
Damn. At least you're saying it's your fault. It's all good. We're going to wrap up anyway.
Tom just walked by like, what the fuck is going on this podcast?
It's a wild way to be. But you see, Shannon, see what happens now? Everyone thinks the website crashed and that our server sucks. And now it's just another month of people thinking that we're fucking terrible when it's actually a producer mistake. Damn. Human error, guys. All right, we're going to wrap anyway. This has been fucking fun. You guys are the best. I really appreciate you guys being here on the show. Please go support Joyang Summers and Crip Daddy. Make sure you go to his show tonight if you guys are watching live. And we'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode from the road. We're doing a car show from the road with Paco tomorrow. So that'll be the special Friday episode. And until then, good night.
That's all, folks.